BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
It's another Scott Mills daily podcast, and it's full of great stuff like, is it weird to go to party places like Cavos for a family holiday? Chris thinks yes. I just went for a well-chilled weekend in Prague, home of the beer bike.
Yeah, for me, the whole thing seems a little bit weird just because I'm used to going to these types of places with you and it just being really full on. And now you're talking about going on sort of classy adventures to places that we once used to run riot.
Yeah, it's not just for lads, even though I am a lad.
You are a lad. Yeah. Oh, you're king of the lads.
That's right. Also, Donald Trump wants a new haircut for his state visit to see the Queen. So we make a little phone call with the help of our friend Luke. And there are some really fit people on Love Island, but what would your parents, for instance, your dad, make of them? We find out. And the best Ask Me Anything ever, someone who's the inventor of one of the games that pretty much everyone in the world has played.
Scott Mills.
Castles. That's why I say it in a northern way as well, just to balance it out there, because I feel that castles will offend a lot of our people north of the south.
What we never asked her was how many castles she owns.
Hi there, loads.
I think a few.
Freya Ridings. Definitely with stables as well, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love her so much. Yeah. That's Castles. What a good song. That's my tune of the week.
Scott Mills.
Hey, I went to Prague at the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah, but it wasn't on a sort of lad's holiday, was it?
No, I just kind of chilled, I sunbathed, I ate lush Czech food.
That's weird.
All the dumplings. I went swimming, I went on a boat. It was just really chilled weekend.
You didn't
After
go to...
big weekend, I needed that, really.
But you didn't go to that steak restaurant, the one with the alternative the entertainment steak and... I told you about?
No, here's the thing, right? Breaking news, you don't have to go on a beer bike and be a lad to go to Prague.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
I think you
do. I had a different experience. You don't.
It's a bit like those people that go on family holidays to Cavos. Or Zante.
Yeah,
fish bowls with the fam.
Or, this is quite sweet, when you're in a gay bar and you see an old couple walk in who just fancies a quick drink and they didn't realise.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best.
It's quite sweet.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Our friend and top impressionist Luke Kempner is here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now... Donald Trump is in the UK.
Yes, it's big business for me.
It's a state visit, so he's got tea with the Queen and all that.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I'm going to be seeing the Queen. She's a very pretty lady.
And I thought we could have some fun with this.
Okay.
Now, you know Donald's lovely locks of hair.
Oh, I know them well.
I don't know how much of it is his own, but...
It's all real.
It's all real. But I think that probably he might need it cut. Before seeing the Queen.
Oh, yeah, you want to look good.
Yeah.
You want to look your best.
So I thought maybe we could call a hairdresser with the unmistakable voice of Donald Trump and see if you can get it and blag it, basically, because you are the President of the United States.
Okay.
Luke, Donald, are you ready?
I'm born ready. Let's do it.
Good afternoon, Salmon 64. How can I help?
I'm trying to book a haircut.
If I just put you on hold?
Yeah, you can put me on hold, sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, great.
Thank you for holding. How can I help?
Oh, hi there. I'm looking to book a gents haircut. I'm looking to get some highlights. Could I get some highlights?
Yeah, we can do Wednesday the 5th of June.
Wednesday the 5th of June will be great. Really good. Now, tell me, look, I need someone who is big league, okay? Someone who is perfect, because I had someone highlight my hair before that did not do a great job. It went green, okay? Okay, so I need someone who is... someone who is perfect. Tremendous, okay?
Okay, can I just put you on hold and get my colleague?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
It's that music again.
Hi, thank you for holding.
That's okay.
You said you wanted
wanted highlights done.
Yes, fantastic. Okay. Now, look, I've got a few questions. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions about, you know, the sort of workings of your salon?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
When I'm getting my hair cut, okay, there's a lot of small talk going on. I don't deal with small talk, okay? I deal with big talk, all right? Now, when we have this small talk, what's the kind of thing you're going to ask me? What sort of questions can I expect, you know, because I like to be prepared, all right?
Not too much. We'll just ask things like getting to know you as a person.
Sure,
like
sure.
What you do for work.
Oh, I do a lot of things.
Yeah,
I do.
Well,
I have
those kind of questions.
I have some family in Scotland. They own a golf course. It's fantastic. You should go. Give me some of the other questions, just so I know, you know, what to expect.
Maybe your career. I don't know.
It's a great career.
Do you have any plans, any holidays plans for the summer, things like that?
Oh, that's a great. You know what? I will be going on holiday but let me tell you, this is kind of a holiday for me. But I'm going to be meeting the Queen. All right. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, it sounds big.
It's going to be fantastic. She's a fantastic... Are you a big fan of the Queen?
Yeah, I think she's lovely.
What's your favorite song of hers? I'm joking. She's fantastic. Now, tell me, is this going to be the most perfect presidential haircut you've ever given?
Well, I think the person that we've assigned you to, she does very good haircuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, listen, okay. A lot of people say that my hair is not real, okay? But I think we're great friends, me and you. I think we've got a great rapport, and I just want you to say that you think my hair is real, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so I'm going to put that in for you.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to take your name and number.
Great, okay.
So can I take your first name?
First name, Donald.
How do you spell that?
D-O-N, the Don. D-O-N-A-L-D, Donald, like the duck.
Lovely. And your last name?
Trump, like a fart. T-R-U-M-P, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Look, you've been fantastic. I'm going to talk to my people. They're great people, okay? And then they will call you back and get this all booked in. You've been fantastic. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
So that's for highlights, yeah?
That's it for a full head of foil highlights.
Full head of foil highlights.
That'll be brilliant. Perfect. Okay, thank you very much. Right. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Well done, mate. You gave that everything.
Everything. Literally everything. Wow.
Bless her. What a star.
Now, do you remember when actual Donald Trump couldn't get through to the former Mexican president, Enrique? Because the phone wasn't working?
Enrique.
I don't know why, but it wasn't patching him through properly, and it was well awkward, and obviously the whole thing was being filmed. And we made a remix of Jax Jones, which I'd like to play again.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hello, you there? Real talk, you got me going crazy. Hello.
Hello.
You there? Are you out somewhere with your baby? Hello, you there? Real talk, you got me going crazy. Hello. Are you there?
President is on the phone.
Ring, ring.
Mills. I'm interested to hear from people this afternoon who are already saying no to Nights Out because Love Island. It's like, nah, I can't tonight, sorry.
You go one day behind, you feel like you're really behind. It's hard to catch up. It's a fast-moving train. Are you really that fast?
Am I now?
Are you?
No, but I probably will be.
I got off the train early and someone handed me some love hearts and said, Happy Love Island Day to me.
I saw this on your Instagram.
Yeah, I didn't realise that was a thing.
Was that someone
I mean?
From the show?
Well, I assume it wasn't one of the ex-contestants, but I can't be sure.
I saw two ones from 2 years ago in Stansted Airport earlier. Couldn't remember their names, but I was like, they're definite Love Islanders. Yeah, people will be planning like nights out and people will be like, no, I can't, sorry. Let us know if you have definitely said no to a night out because of the show.
I think for me, it just provides a bit of balance because right now I'm watching Chernobyl. And it feels like a Chernobyl and Love Island night. You know what I mean?
Well, they're very different.
Yeah.
One is much heavier than the other, I would say.
Exactly.
Do you ever sit there, right, when you're watching the show, which starts tonight, and think, yes, they are fit, but what would my dad think of him or her? Imagine you turned up at the house with them. We're going to get the Love Islanders, the new ones, from a protective dad's perspective at 3:10.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. Scott
Mills.
Every week at this time on Wednesday, we speak to someone truly remarkable. We call it Ask Me Anything. Someone who, after you've spoken to them, you go like, oh, I wish I was them. I wish I could do what they do. When they tell you what they've achieved or what they do, you'll be like, wow.
Yeah, we've spoken to some amazing people. Do you remember the guy who earns so much money from playing professional FIFA? It's like his whole life is around the game.
Yeah, like thousands of pounds for sitting in his pants at home.
And then there's some just frankly intriguing people. Like, do you remember the guy who had the largest collection of traffic cones?
Yeah.
A real passion for it.
And he asked us to try and help him find a five-sider, which are pretty rare. We never found one in the end. And all of our listeners were looking for one.
Yeah.
So it's time for Ask Me Anything. One of life's special people we're about to be connected to. We don't know, either of us, the team know, but we don't know who they are, and we get to ask lots of questions. So, hello caller, who are you and what do you do?
I'm Leslie Scott and I'm the inventor of Jenga.
No way!
No.
Being honest.
Really?
Yes.
I just assumed Jenga was one of these games that's been around from like biblical times. No,
well, I'm probably older than you think, but not that old.
That was a bit rude, Chris.
No, I didn't mean it as an insult. What I meant is it's just legendary.
I got Lady Gaga to play Jenga once.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she any good?
Well, she wasn't keen on doing it with her hands, so she just kind of toppled over all the bricks with her foot. But she still did it, Leslie.
I assumed Jenga was something to do with Stonehenge. I thought it'd been sort of, that was a massive game gone wrong or something.
There are a lot of myths about where it came from, and I think it's probably because it just seems so simple and so obvious.
Where did you come up with the idea?
I was living in Ghana at the time, and we're sort of talking about the 70s, and I had a younger brother, and he had a set of wooden playing blocks, and it just sort of kind of evolved from that.
I'm so impressed that I'm speaking to you.
Did you come up with the name Jenga? What does it mean? What is Jenga?
I did come up with the name Jenga, and actually I was born and grew up in East Africa speaking Swahili, and Jenga is actually a Swahili word. It actually means build.
That's incredible. I've never even questioned it. You know those things in your life, Scott?
That's just got a name, yeah.
And it's just Jenga, isn't it? Like, that's just what it is. It's giant Jenga.
Yeah, it always has been. It's just, that's just the name. You don't think about where it came from.
Yeah, what's your take on giant Jenga? Do you get the money from that as well, or is that...
Well, there are variations. I mean, Jenga itself is now produced. It's under license by Hasbro, you know, the big toy companies.
Yes.
So, I originally put it on the market myself.
I find this fascinating. Right, I've just looked it up. So, as of 2 years ago, they say that 80 million games of it have been sold, equivalent to more than 4.3 billion Jenga blocks have been sold worldwide.
My husband's a zoologist. Because of him, I've been very careful to make sure that the wood that's used for it is sustainable. Because otherwise, can you imagine the forests that might have been cut down?
Yeah, all because of you. All because of you, Leslie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I was. You know, to be. I'm
wiping out forests.
That's not what I want to be known for.
No,
I promise you.
Absolutely not. So when you. Like, you must be so proud.
Have you ever said, do you know who I am? I invented Jenga.
No, I tried it once somewhere and they didn't believe me, so I thought that was a waste of
it. It's kind of one of those things that people would make up. Oh, yeah, my dad invented Jenga.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Get into a club.
On a night out. So
I reckon loads of people will after this as well. I reckon loads of people will hear this and be turning up in nightclubs going, actually, yeah, my family invented Jenga. I'm part of the Jenga family.
Do your kids on a night out go, yeah, my mum invented Jenga?
Well, funny enough, but my daughter now she's a game designer herself. And Jenga was my first game. I have actually designed and published something like 40 games.
No.
None as well known as Jenga, as you can imagine. But she's my boss now. She runs my company.
That's amazing.
And designs games that get commissioned as well. So.
Here it comes, Leslie. Here comes
the money.
Jenga money.
The money came a while ago, I think.
Yes, I just... Do you know, you sound so lovely as well. I'm just pleased to hear some of the good people in life winning.
Yeah, same.
You know, Yeah, there's an irony, isn't there, in the how the house that Jenga built.
Yeah.
I just hope it stays strong for you.
Yeah. Are you probably in
Thank
it now?
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's probably one of several houses, Chris, let's be honest.
Do you know what I mean? Have you got a house built of Jenga blocks out of interest or not?
No, but I tell you, I do have a house that sorry, you can probably hear a phone ringing.
That's okay.
Probably a prime minister ordering in another billion games. Here comes the money.
there goes another forest.
Another forest gone, Leslie.
It's the bank manager.
Oh, you're great. I could talk to you all day. Are you done, Chris?
Oh, one more very quick question, Leslie. Do you think there'll ever be a Jenga movie?
That's good, like Lego.
I don't know. I shall ask Hasbro. Oh. I mean, it's their domain. I'm not quite sure what it would be. Sort of a towering inferno or something equivalent.
I'll ask Hasbro's my favourite line.
I'm going to ask Hasbro, darling.
Yeah, that's so much. That's so money, it's amazing.
It's so good.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, look, if you do make a movie, can you give us a role as a couple of blocks in it?
I'd love that. Yeah! Nice. Blocks rather than blokes, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks so much, Leslie. That was awesome. Thank you.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Take
Bye.
Care. Bye.
Bye.
Yes! Ka-ching!
Scott Mills.
Davey Boy thinks that lady is one of the best things he's ever heard on the radio. She just sounded so happy.
I just can't believe it's the inventor of that game.
I thought it was hundreds and hundreds of years old.
I thought it was biblical.
I've really learned something there.
Yeah?
Jack driving to Aberdeen from Exeter says, I couldn't cope every time you played in. Here comes the money. Or the bit about the forests. Carl in Charlesworth says, Jenga lady is so joyous. Made my day. She was very happy, but then so would you be.
Jenga the movie, though. It's an idea, isn't it?
Can't believe that no one's thought about that. I'll just call Hasbro, love.
Yeah, call Hasbro. It's got Radcliffe written all over it.
Totally has. Ben in Yorkshire says, I've just Googled that lady, Leslie Scott. She is definitely raking in that sweet Jenga cash. I don't know how we top that, really. Inventors of really famous things would be good for a future Ask Me Anything. Or people that are heirs or heiresses to like major things. Let us know. 81199. Always looking for new ones to speak to.
Mills.
Here's Evie. She's 22 today in Oxford. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, are you celebrating alone? Because I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I am celebrating alone. My whole family's out at work or doing exams, so I'm home alone.
Okay. Are there going to be any celebrations at any point?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you'd hope that when they come home, they'll come with, like, big balloons and banners and be like, yeah, happy birthday, but I really don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, never hope for a surprise. I had this one year. Yeah. I was at uni in Southampton, right? And went back because I was convinced that all my mates would come back from their relevant universities, come meet me at the Misty Moons in Northwood.
Yeah.
Thought... I'd heard from one friend, Sir Dossa, he was there.
I knew
he was going to be there, but I thought that everyone was going to be hidden around the corner. Big surprise, you know, happy birthday and everything like that. Got in there and Dossa was in there and no one else.
Just a solitary figure with his mate, Sir Dossa.
Exactly. I had my birthday in Northwood Hills that evening.
Yeah.
That's all right. That's not a bad birthday.
No one was around the corner, though.
Oh, well.
Oh, I'm sure they'll turn up later, and we're your friends, so we're saying happy birthday.
Yeah,
that's fine. And, you know, GCSEs are the most stressful exams you could ever go through, so...
Mm. Yeah. is it true you've baked yourself a cake?
Yes, I have baked myself a cake. It hasn't really risen, but it's fine.
Oh, it's a flop, like your birthday.
Oh, stop it!
It's fine, you know?
I know a lot of people have done this. Have you ever sent a card or flowers to yourself?
What? Who does that?
No, I haven't, but, you know, that might be my next option.
Yeah. I know people that have done that.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, anyway, I wish you the best of the rest of the day, and here's what I've got for you on Bangers. You can tell summer's coming. I'm choosing Friendly Fires, Jump in the Pool.
Good song,
that's
this,
a good
isn't
one,
it?
Right?
All right, you can have that. I'm going to take you back to my days in Pinner, Northwood Hills, Northwood surrounding area, my mum's car, windows down, summer, good times, and Cameron, Hey Ma. distorted through my mum's Vauxhall Corsa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, there he is in the course outside the Chimes.
Yes.
In Watford.
Chimes, Uxbridge.
Oh, Uxbridge. Oh, yeah, I should know that. I'm thinking of Into, formerly...
Harlequin.
That's it. Okay, so, what we got here, Evie, what were we saying?
Do you know what? That's such a hard choice. They're completely different vibes. I'm actually... right, which ones I want to go for? I think I need to like roll the windows down. I need to go to the second option.
Yes, come on.
Yeah. Come on. Where's she going to roll the windows down? She's at home. Hey,
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is.
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs do not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app. That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
Hello, Louise says, well, whoever was just on bangers and didn't choose jump in the pool, please jump in the bin.
It's her birthday. It's Evie's birthday. This song's for her.
I like everyone's like, oh, say happy birthday from me. Our listeners are so cute, you know. Happy birthday, girl on the radio. I'm raising my cup of tea to you.
Aww.
That's from Rach. Wish you a happy birthday from me. That's from Brad. Yeah, I know what you're up to, Brad. Ollie in Oxford says, say happy birthday to Evie. That was her birthday song.
Yeah, what a lovely idea, though, that people around the place are just lifting up a cup of tea. Maybe you're at work right now.
Cheers.
A little coffee on the desk. Cheers to you.
This
is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
You know when you start going out with someone and your parents get a little bit overprotective? It's kind of natural, really. They're just looking after you. But they're like, well, who are they? Right, and what's their job? Okay, right, how old are they? And what does he or she want? Like, what do they want from you?
Mm.
Imagine if one day you brought home someone that had just been on that year's Love Island. What would your mum or dad actually say? We've got a girl that we spoke to before who applied to be on Love Island, and I've got a little idea to follow this through involving protective dads. Yeah, you're watching it on TV thinking, fit, but what would your dad have to say? That's coming up in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Gemini.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, we spoke to you before, didn't we?
You did, yeah. I think it's about a month ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, because you did a video to apply to be on Love Island, and we were really hoping that you were going to get in.
I know. I was a bit upset, to be honest, but, you know, life goes on.
Yeah, we're gutted for you, because really, it would have been great to have someone from the show, i.e. you, on Love Island, almost like a bit of a mole or a show ambassador or a show representative. You were saying in your video that you wanted to meet someone with the right legs. Is that right?
I did, yeah.
And then me and you started comparing legs. I remember this now. Here's a clip. Listen to these, right? Listen to these. Are these developed enough for you?
That sounds like a good slap, so.
Okay, here comes my leg.
Yeah, I'm feeling the first one, to be honest.
Oh. We actually got our legs out on the table. It's all got a bit competitive, didn't it?
Yeah, it's got me thinking ever since. I still can't work out if I've got nice legs or not. Probably not.
Here's the thing, though. Even if you did get in, you wouldn't be able to speak to us anywhere because you wouldn't have your phone.
Oh, no, this is what I was thinking. You would have had to wait for the whole, like, 6 weeks to be over.
Yeah, but we could have given you, like, little messages and things to say before you went in there during the show.
Yeah. You could have. Well, I would have phoned you up if I got back on.
Yeah. Here's the thing as well. They're going in all the time. Like, we've only met the first, like, few, right? They'll be arriving on the time, so you could still get the call.
Yeah, still could, you know. I did think that, actually, because a lot of people go in during as well, don't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, I could still have a chance.
Yeah, definitely.
You never know.
Well, I'm hoping, from our point of view, that you still get that call.
Well, you never know. You two could put in a cheeky word still, you know.
Now, remind me, when we spoke to you last, what kind of guys did you say was your type?
So someone that's not like your typical gym guy.
Because you've made that mistake before?
Yeah. You know, a man's man. Mm. Not like one of these pretty guys, really.
Well, are you looking for a dad bod?
No, not a dad bod, but, you know, you're like someone that looks like they like sport, but not obsessed with themselves.
Got it. Enjoy playing sport. We'll also eat a pizza.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, yeah, that, exactly that.
Now, what I'm interested in from the new lineup is who you think you might have got with if you did get in.
I think there's one, possibly one.
Go on.
One person. I think his name's Kieran, possibly. But they all kind of look the same. But he had a bit more, he just sounded a bit more down to earth and that he wasn't completely obsessed with himself. But then he did mention something about the down below department and that kind of made
I've seen him. Yeah.
Like he's, do you know, got which one I mean?
Yeah, full package from waist down, him.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, got it. Here's the thing, I think you're too close to it, so I'd like to bring someone else in here.
Okay.
I don't want you to review who you might have got with. I've managed to get hold of your dad.
Brilliant.
Right, so obviously your dad may have had to potentially watch all this happen on screen. So we've been doing a bit of research, I've got hold of him, and we'll speak to him next.
Great.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so Simon's here. Hey, Simon.
Hi.
So this is Gemini's dad. Gemini, say hi to your father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, darling. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. You?
Not too bad.
So, Simon, can I ask, did you know that Gemini applied to be on Love Island this year?
Not until the last minute, no, when she told me that she was about to be on the radio.
Oh, yeah, that was us. She sent us the video.
I'm yet to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a tricky conversation to have with your parents, isn't it? One that every contestant must have to say that you're going on Love Island or even just applying. But Simon, what were your first thoughts on that? Was that something that you would approve of or something that you're not so sure of?
Well, my first thoughts were, yeah, fantastic. That's great. But we were listening to it with some guys from work and then suddenly they told me what goes on.
Oh, so, you've not seen the show.
No, I've never seen the show. I've seen some of the contestants, obviously, over a period of time. But no, I didn't know what was going on and the antics that were involved.
Yeah,
but,
they do bits there.
They do bits. Because she's your daughter, Simon, you know her very well. I think you know what she would like guy-wise, maybe sometimes more than she would, or who's suitable for her.
Well, yeah, I think from a parent's point of view, you'd like to think you'd know what sort of chat that she should be with, but she's not very good at making decisions like that, unfortunately.
Well, that's why I'm glad you're here, Simon.
Just to steer her in the right way, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, also, it's Love Island, you know, so, you know, some of the gentlemen that are on there, she could may well have ended up in love with, and then obviously they would have met you at some point. So it would just be interesting, perhaps, to get your take on it.
Okay, well, I'm going to introduce you now to a guy called Anton, okay?
Right.
He's one of the people that will be in the villa later this evening. And let's see what you think of him. I'm going to play you a little clip from him.
It's not my looks and my body that get the women into bed. It's my banter. I'm Anton. I'm 24 years old and I own my gym business in Scotland.
Okay, so that would be the right type of guy for my daughter. Whether I would think it would be the right type of guy would be another thing.
Oh, yeah, you've told us about the gym guys before, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, not... trying to stay clear of the gym guys, I think.
My friends would say I'm a bit of a smooth operator because of the way I pick up girls in the club.
So what he does is, Simon, his little party trick there is when he speaks to girls in the club, what he'll do is he'll chat to them for a bit and then he'll just lift his normally white vest up and show them the abs.
Absolutely
okay,
not.
So we get rid of him straight away.
Okay, he's off, is he?
Next.
This is great.
Okay.
Yeah, funny situation you've got yourself in here, Gemini, where your father's working out which one of the Love Island contestants you might have got with.
Are we discounting Anton then, Simon?
Discounting Anton, yeah.
Let me just play a bit more to see if he's still in the little chance and see if he can redeem himself.
I always get the nicest looking girl out of all my friends. So I usually go with blonde girls with fake boobs. That's usually my type. But I'm open to trying anything else because that certainly hasn't worked out for me in the past.
Yeah, I think this guy's got needs to learn a few lessons in life.
All right, OK. Right, well, that's Anton. Struck off the list. Strike him off, Chris.
Yeah, OK.
He's gone.
He's gone, Anton. Gone.
All right, you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
I'm Tommy Fury, and yes, if you're wondering, he is my big brother. I'm related to the best heavyweight in the world, Tyson Fury, and I know he's backing me all the way.
Related to Tyson Fury there.
OK.
I'm very likeable, easy to get on with. I'd like to think I'm the full package. from the waist down.
We thought that was Kieran. Yep. It's actually Tommy, isn't it, Jiminy?
Yeah, it is Tommy.
Not Kieran. We don't know the names yet. It's too early. So he says he's the full package, Simon, from the waist down.
Okay, from the waist down, so we can get rid of him as well.
Oh, straight off. Okay. Let me just see if there's anything else that you might like about him.
Three stages to love. Round one, ding, ding. Getting to know, introducing yourself, feeling comfortable. Round two, wining and dining, getting a bit more closer. And round three, she's at home in the hotel, but I'll leave that to your imaginations.
A little bit too self-obsessed, I think. In actual fact, he actually sounds like a nice guy.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So this is what
He does sound like a nice guy, but just by what he says, then it's a no.
Yeah. All right. So, Gemini, we did say that out of all of them, he was like the one that seemed the coolest for you, didn't we?
Yeah. See, I got the same idea from my dad. He seems like a nice guy, but I think he just maybe
He's just got caught up in it all, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I love Dan's view on the Love Island. It's so good. Should we do one more?
Another contestant. Come on.
I'm Michael. I'm 27 and I'm a firefighter from Liverpool. Never saved a cat, but I have saved a cow.
He sounds like a nice guy as well.
That's a good start. Firefighter.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
An interesting. I'm in Liverpool at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. That's really positive.
Okay. This could be the one. Here we go.
If I had to describe myself in three words, I'd say fun, energetic and affectionate. Looks and personality-wise, I'd say I'm a 10.
Yeah, he's got quite a high opinion of himself. The fact that he's a firefighter and in the services, I've got a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, firefighters are heroes.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, this sounds perfect so far.
First thing I notice about a girl is obviously a bum. Like, I'm a big bum guy, so I always check it out first.
Simon. OK. What do you like, Chen?
Yeah, I'm all right in that department.
Girls love it when they say that I'm a firefighter because they're like, oh, can you dress up for me? Can you put your uniform on for me? Can you show me your hose? That looks quite big, like, not going to lie, it is.
Simon, he's impressed with the size of his hose. Is that something?
Yeah, and that's where it all sadly goes downhill, doesn't it?
Oh, it's always when they talk about below the waist, you lose interest, don't you, Simon?
Yeah, why are they all referring to down below? Like, I don't understand.
I know, just leave it.
Well, he sounds like your favourite, Simon, anyway.
Well, he was my favourite until he mentioned the hose.
Right, OK.
I think we should get Dan's views on Love Island as the contestants come in, Scott.
Well, and as stuff happens with different girls, let's get Dan's views on it.
Yeah.
I really like this as a new thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd have any contestants left, though. That's the only problem.
To finish this, then, what ideally, contestant-wise, are we looking for to enter the villa that would be suitable for your daughter?
You just want someone that's going to, first of all, that has respect. It's obviously got to be a good-looking guy. I think you can tell a lot by somebody's eyes.
Yeah.
For me, meeting him for the first time, he's got to look into my eyes and shake my hand with a firm grip.
Okay.
And, you know, he's got to have some prospects as well. That's important.
I think as more people come in, we'll be like, yep, Simon would like him, and then we'll call you back.
Okay, that's above me.
All right, Gemini, the search continues. And thank you, Simon.
You're very welcome.
Scott Mills.
We have heard from people this afternoon who are cancelling friend catch-ups tonight and even business meetings so they don't miss the Island of Love. Dervla, have you moved stuff around?
Yeah, so we're in the middle of exams here at uni. We're all taking a bit of a revision break to watch the first episode and have a Chinese.
Yes. How many people are coming over?
So there's probably about 10 of us. There's 4 of us in my house, and then we'll probably get about 10 friends over.
But here's the thing. You're in the middle of exams. This is going to be on every night now. How's that going to affect studying?
I know. Well, we're just going to have to take time off revision 9 to 10 every night because, I can't revise with Love Island on. So.
No, absolutely not. You could not do that because you have to pay attention.
Well, exactly, and it's on every night, so if you don't keep up, you miss out.
Yeah, we'll probably take that hour off, maybe take an hour off before as well, just kind of get yourself relaxed and ready for it. And then you probably need an hour afterwards as well, don't you?
Yeah, the thing is, right, you've got to text everyone afterwards and WhatsApp and be like, well, what do you think of that? Like, you need to dissect it afterwards as well. That's another hour gone.
Well, exactly. We've got to get on a debrief, so I reckon I'm going to have to start revising early every morning so I can make time for Love Island every night.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If you fail your exams, you can always go on Love Island, can't you?
Oh, don't. All right. Dervla, enjoy your party tonight. What uni are you at?
Thank you. We're at Harper Adams in Shropshire.
Oh, yes, Harper Adams.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. 1.